This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, said her husband is the best hope for America's future on the second night of the Republican National Convention. She spoke from the White House Rose Garden, expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The tone of the First Lady's speech was a noticeable departure from much of the politically charged rhetoric of the first two nights of the four-day National Convention. President Donald Trump's supporters have sharply attacked Democratic challenger Joe Biden while praising the president's handling of the pandemic and the devastating effect it had on the economy. Biden, on the other hand, has attacked President Trump's claims that he was a wartime president in the fight against the virus. The Democrat said in his presidential nomination acceptance speech last week, the president's actions were unforgivable and a failure of leadership. Vice President Mike Pence will speak on the RNC's third night, highlighting goals for a second term in the White House. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, say two people have been shot and killed during a third night of protests over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was a result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders, several blocks from the city courthouse, where protesters had clashed with police for several hours until they were forced out of the area. Tuesday's violent protests came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. This is VOA News.